Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Oh, when you hear that jingle, it makes you tingle. Welcome back to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles your first deposits all the way up to $1,000. I've had to reload a lot, Delco.
It happens to the best of us,
My God, dude. This has been a brutal
summer. You got to get on the board.
I've got two victories this year. I think you've got four. No. Because I'm giving you Scheffler. I'm giving you Scheffler from the Masters. Okay. I think it's 4-2. So I'm going to give you Scheffler because you called it way in advance.
When did you win?
I won Rory and
the
team competition.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And then I won one other one, and I forget who it was. And then I've had six second-place finishes, which has been absolutely fucking brutal on this show. So I've lost a lot of money because I'm not doing top 20s like you are. I'm just doing winners and winners only. How have you done actually then with the top 20s in the top 10s and top 5s?
You know, we're doing better.
Okay.
But it has actually been top 20s wise. It has been one of the worst years I've had.
It's a strange year, man. I mean, look.
And especially with they've kind of changed the rules too on top 10s, top 20s, where like dead heat rules.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do, say you're that last spot, that it used to be if you top 20 no matter what, even if you tied for T20,
yep,
you get the full amount. But now you have to split it with however many people you die with. Well, that's kind of a bummer, but that's kind of universal at this point.
But that's gambling. Yeah. And as gambling evolves, and online gambling in particular, not just mybookie.com, but every site is like that, they'll look for these little tiny ways to cut corners just to win something back and kind of shave it down. Mm-hmm. Where I really started to notice it was in football. Once the NFL signed that deal with Caesars, the football NFL spreads are so tight that it entices you to go after these teasers and these, you know, five-team parlays and things like that, because you can win more money, and then also you can change the lines up and down anywhere from 6 to 13 in some instances. And it's helped me a lot. I mean, I know I've won a lot of them over the years, but the NFL lines are so tight on a weekly basis that you got to have this in golf as well, because a lot of people are betting on golf.
And it's kind of why I got away from top fives and top tens, because that margin's so small.
Mm-hmm.
The odds just don't seem worth it. So like a 10-1 on a top five and he ties with five other guys, it's like, all right, so I didn't really win 10-1.
No, it's shrunk down to, you know, 5-1, maybe 4-1 in some instances.
2-1.
So, yeah, exactly.
Sometimes you get your money back.
Yeah. Like, so I understand it. It's just finding your way around it. Your top 20 picks, though, are always super interesting. I mean, even looking at your board right now on one of the monitors here, if you can get a plus of 470 on a top 20 pick, mm-hmm, it's great.
I think you're looking at my board right now and you're like, who is that?
I don't know who that is. Well, I mean, we'll get to it, obviously, but I think that's the advantage that you're talking about of top 20s versus the top 10s and the top 5s, where there's some real value in those top 20s where I agree with you. I just, because I don't bet them. I don't bet the top fives or the top tens anymore for that exact reason. I gave up on it. Speaking of giving up on it, I gave up on last week's tournament. I didn't watch, I think, the last two rounds. All of my guys were out within 2 days in that tournament.
Ben Griffin made a run for me on Sunday. He got to 17, just needed two more birdies to shoot 59, and he just launched it off the earth on 17.
Couldn't do it.
Made bogey on the par five, and yeah, it was over.
Yeah.
But finished like fifth or something.
And ultimately, I don't know the guy who won. I know nothing about him whatsoever.
Davis Thompson.
We talked about it on a Monday morning recap, but where did this guy come from?
Went to UGA.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Are they spitting out?
It's a big pipeline.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Because you got Harmon. Harmon's out of there.
Southern kid. Seems, you know, pretty boring. Went to Georgia with, I mean, Harmon went there. I think Harris English went there. There's a bunch of guys that went to UGA. But there are, like, good old boys. Kisner, I believe.
I was unaware UGA had a good golf program.
Mm-hmm.
A buddy of mine in high school, one of my best friends, was a very high recruit. And Georgia was not on his list back in the day. So I don't know what turned around in the last 10 years, 15 years. But, yeah, it was not a big golfing school back in the day.
Well, this kid's pretty good. He's been a stud since high school. He's won on every level. So he's 25. Who knows? This John Deere, like I said on Monday, is kind of the tournament that can spark some people's careers. Jordan Spieth's first win. Bryson DeChambeau's first win.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice to not see like a fucking old head win this, like Zach Johnson or Lucas Glover.
Yeah.
So at least there's like, you know, maybe Davis Thompson could be something. This could be kind of like a pivotal moment, a catalyst for his career, rather than just like a one-off for, I don't know, Eric Cole.
And Zach Johnson, you're talking about the former Ryder Cup captain, Zach Johnson.
Yeah, terrible Ryder Cup captain.
Yeah, Keegan Bradley slid in there.
At least he's better than fucking Zach Johnson.
We'll see. Who knows? We'll see. We'll see how this all shakes out. Because the other part of this that I wanted to ask you about before we get into this week's picks with the Scottish Open is, with the tours not coming together, is LIV going to start picking off more people in the off season to try to intensify this?
No, I think it's over. They're just going to kind of wait their time for them to come to a deal. I mean, Norman's fine just kind of sitting there doing his thing. Hopefully they go to cooler courses. Like, that's their whole, like, LIV would have a much better time if they go to these cities that don't get PGA Tour events, and then also cooler courses. You might as well go to like fucking go to Bandon. Who cares?
Austin. Come to Austin.
We don't have one. It's gone now. Yeah.
We don't have one anymore here. And the last one you and I were at was a blast. Great golf course.
I guess LIV is talking about going to Chambers Bay, which used to held the US Open that Jordan Spieth won when DJ 3 putted.
Oh, yeah.
On 18.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Be cool. I would watch LIV if they went to some of these courses that have, you know, a bit of history and are just genuinely good courses.
Okay. Well, at least this week, we got some heavy hitters here. Scottish Open is obviously the precursor to the British Open here. Everybody's got to play.
Club.
Yeah. Whoever plays well here, chances are their odds go up for the British Open.
Rory won here last year.
Yep. Who do you got this week?
Bobby Mack. This week, we're going Tom heavy.
A lot of Toms, huh?
A lot of Toms. Okay. I thought about going nothing but Toms, but Tommy Fleetwood doesn't win.
Oh, you could have gone Fleetwood. A lot of people are picking Tommy Fleetwood.
But Tommy just doesn't win.
No, he doesn't win.
I mean, if you want to go top five, Tommy, sure. But we're going two out of three being Toms. We're going Tom Kim, going back to that well.
Okay.
25-1. $100 there. Then we're going Ben On.
Okay.
At 56-1. $100 there. Then another man that's 56-1. We can't quit him. Thomas Dietrich.
I know. I almost thought about picking him this week.
University of Illinois, stand up. I mean,
stand up.
It'd be great if he wins. You know, we're about to have the seltzer in the stadium.
Sure are. I would love to see it. I would love to see it for Thomas Dietrich. He's always there. He's always in the mix. I thought about picking him this week.
Is he Euro? You know, this is his kind of golf. This is what he grew up playing.
Sure.
56-100. Then we're going to the other event that's happening this week. The ISCO. I don't know. This is the first time they've done it, I think, at least with the sponsor. I'm going Sam Ryder, 48-1. Luke Clanton right now, who's an amateur, is the favorite to win this. He's like 9-1 because he's played well the last 2 weeks. No thanks with that. I'm going to go Sam Ryder, 48-1, $100. So we could potentially have two winners on this card.
Okay.
With either, you know, Tom Kim, Ben Ahn, or Thomas Dietrich, and then Sam Ryder. And then top 20s for the Scottish Open, we're going Thomas Dietrich at plus 238, $200 there. Sebastian Soderberg, plus 310, $100 there. Euro guy. We got a couple Euros in the mix.
Yeah.
Kurt Kitayama's not one, though. He's American. Plus 370, $100 there. You know, he's a two-sport athlete, played basketball. The Olympics are coming up.
Mm-hmm. Maybe why not?
He can get hot.
Why not?
Why not? Jordan Smith, the Englishman, at plus 410, $100 there. And then I can't quit Soldier Boy Yu, Kevin Yu.
Oh, boy.
Plus 470 for a top 20, $100 there.
I'll do it because it's plus 470, and those are great odds. Has he finished top 20 this year?
He has, yeah.
Okay. So at least he's got one.
He's got a couple, actually. Yeah.
All right.
A little earlier in the year, but.
You! Man, I'm thinking about debating about picking just to do it here, just to pick it up for you.
Fleetwood?
I think I'm going to pick it up.
Do
for
it.
You.
Do
I
it
think I'm going to pick it up for you.
It's here. It's the week of the Tom.
So my first choice, who I think is actually going to win this thing, is Victor Hovland at 22-1.
That's good.
Euro guy, you know, he always plays well.
I wanted to pick Ludvig, but the odds were 13-1.
And I think it's still another year away from winning something this big.
I already put money on him to win the British.
Did you really for Ludvig? Oh, boy. What are the odds for that?
He was 18-1.
Yeesh, why is it so high?
Because he's awesome.
He's awesome, but he's not winning.
He's going to.
It's like Cam Young, dude. I went all cams last year.
But Ludvig's won twice already. He's won the PGA Tour event. He's won a Euro Tour event. Cam Young's never won.
Ever?
Ever.
Anything.
Not on major anything. Tour, yeah.
So I got Victor Hovland. It's 22-1. You forced my hand into it, dude. I'm going to do it. I hate you so much, Tommy Fleetwood. With every fiber inside of me, but he'll play well. I guarantee you he comes in second. I'm gonna switch my second pick, and I'll go all that way. It'll be a Tom card. That way, you guys at home can root for the Toms. And if I lose $100, I lose a fucking $100. Tommy Fleetwood at 20-1 will replace my other pick, and then last but not least, here this week. I think I'm going to go with a guy that has been playing very well the last few weeks, hasn't been able to win, and actually he played well early in the year, hasn't played well the last few weeks, but the odds are so high on him. I'm going back to the well with Wyndham Clark at 45-1.
Okay.
Hopefully he's figured it out. He was on fire the first half of the year.
Got to go back to that hypnotherapist.
Something. Like, I don't know what happened on it, but he was playing lights out golf the first half of this year. It's kind of dipped, but at 45-1, I just can't quit him. And I'm going to go with Wyndham Clark there at 45-1. One more time with your picks.
We're going Tom Kim, Ben Ahn, and Thomas Dietrich to win the Scottish Open. Then the ISCO winner, the other event, Sam Ryder at 48-1. And top 20s on Thomas Dietrich, Sebastian Soderberg, Kurt Kitayama, Jordan Smith, and Kevin Yu. And we'll add a third Tom to the card. Tommy Aspinall in a couple weeks to beat Curtis Blaydes at UFC 304.
Okay. All right. You love him.
Tommy Aspinall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tommy Aspinall. He's going to beat John Jones if he ever fights him. But John Jones will never fight him because he's a coward.
Yeah, he won't. I think Stipe will be his last fight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
He's going to beat Stipe's old ass. And then retire.
Yeah.
And then say, oh, I'm the greatest of all time. Like, I mean.
Dana White has said multiple times.
Light heavyweight, yeah, but you're not the greatest fucking heavyweight of all time.
Dana White has said he is the greatest UFC fighter of all time.
I mean, there's an argument for that. He's never really lost, technically.
What was his one loss?
He popped hot, and I think he got disqualified for that.
Okay.
And then he also disqualification for, I think, like illegal elbows or knees or something.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I remember
but
that.
He's never really lost a fight.
Okay.
So there's an argument there.
All right. And then my picks one last time. Victor Hovland, 22-1. Tommy Fleetwood, 20-1. And then Wyndham Clark at 45-1. Also looking forward to the British Open. The week after here, we're winding down.
Coffee golf.
I know,
let's
dude.
Go. This week, we got to get this out, actually, because it starts tonight.
It sure does. It sure does. So go to mybookie.com immediately. Bet with us or against us. over there. Just make sure to enter that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.